TGIF. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've got your great Disney talk to kick off the weekend. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that's our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. This summer is a great time to visit Walt Disney World because there are some awesome summer discounts out there for both packages and room-only discounts right now. And don't forget, as Disney says, unforgettable happens here. And you can make some great memories with your family for those long, endless summer nights when it's a great time to be at Walt Disney World. Enjoy those water parks, enjoy those pools, and stay in the parks till midnight or later. It's just a great time to visit, and you can save money right now. So drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I are going to be having a great time planning an amazing Disney vacation. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at AmeriPriseAdvisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1158 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. We hope that you have a great weekend in store with your friends and family. Lots of family time this weekend. We hope Easter egg hunts and more. And we appreciate you carving out just a little bit of time to kick it off with us here on the Be Our Guest Podcast. Joining me today, we have the ladies together. We are going to have a great time talking about Ricky's trip down to Walt Disney World. Get some firsthand knowledge of what's happening for those people that are heading down soon, so you have an idea of what to look for and what is happening. So joining us, she's going to be the star of the show today, Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Happy Friday, and speaking of The Mouse for Less, this is your last minute call. Again, for those who remember last week, I am looking for bloggers for The Mouse for Less. Tomorrow is the deadline, so if you would like to submit an entry for to potentially become a blogger for The Mouse for Less, go to The Mouse for Less blog and find out all the information that you need to there. It's all listed in a blog post, but tomorrow is the deadline at 11:59 p.m., so...
Is that like mind. Universal time, Great Meridian
time? I think I put Eastern, but
yeah,
honestly, I don't remember at this point. So just look at the blog post.
I don't remember what I wrote. Whatever. Don't be late is what she's saying. She doesn't want
to. Yeah, exactly. Don't be late. Anybody after whatever time I wrote on there is disqualified.
So. Look at that. She's got control. She likes it. You know, she wants to extend some authority. Exactly. That's it.
Exactly.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, any big plans for the Easter weekend? Hopefully you have some family time.
So, yes, we are. But our church does a huge Easter, they call it extravaganza. Yeah, I know. It's on Friday and Saturday.
Two days of Easter today. Extravaganzas?
It's huge. It's a huge, huge, huge deal. So, anyways, we're volunteering there on Saturday. And I will be at the temporary tattoo station. So, see me if you're in the area.
Can I get a Mickey Mouse? Can I get a Mickey Mouse on my ankle?
Yeah. First of all, I'm only placing the tattoos on children and only in certain areas. So keep it clean, folks. But anyway, so yes, we'll be doing that and then spending some time with family, of course, for the rest of the weekend. So yes, I'm looking to add this to my resume as not only do I own a travel agency, but also I am a temporary tattoo artiste.
I love it.
You could always get a job back in Morocco, given those henna tattoos.
Things go horribly south, that's what I'll be doing.
You know what? And you know, Steve will have experience because I hear he's going to be the Easter Bunny. So, you know, he could do, you know, he could be, you know, he's the right size for what? Like he's a, what size would that be? Like a Donald size, I guess, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, he's not super tall.
He's not so goofy. He's probably
not goofy tall. So, yeah, we're working on our second career here, I think. I mean, things are looking good for us.
You always got to have options. I'm just saying, never hurts. Something going on. Yeah, what do they call that on those Uber commercials? Get your side hustle on. That's what you got to do.
Side hustle.
Pam has got her side hustle right there.
Yes. People, I'll like put a little thing up on my Facebook page. Please enter from the back deck. And that's where the temporary tattoo parlor is.
I gotta tell this one story, and then I promise we're gonna get to Ricky's trip. So my grandpa was like my hero. I love my grandpa. He passed away back in 2001, but he was like the most, just, he always worked at the church cutting the grass. He was a deacon. He was always like a construction, he was a cement mason. I mean, just worked hard, blue collar all the way. This was like, right, he was probably about 70 when this happened. He had dentures. And one of his teeth busted loose out of the denture. So he lost like one tooth. Well, he was like really crafty and stuff. So he went out into the garage one day and like totally fixed it. Like, I mean, you couldn't even tell.
He fixed
like, yeah,
it,
like
really?
He glued it and like, you know, like sanded it, made it look all perfect.
Wow.
But then what he did was he hung a shingle off the garage and it said like Rahman Dentistry. It was still there. Like,
oh,
forever.
My goodness.
So, that was my grandpa, though. That was so my grandpa. The kid from, you know, Eastern Kentucky, where like the poorest area in the country, man. He was something. Anyway, got to talk about family. But anyway, let's talk about Ricky's trip. So, Ricky, I know you were down there a couple weeks ago, and it gave us a great opportunity. Actually, it was all, just so we can get this on the record, it was all your idea for the April Fool's show. You sent a text. It was not
us.
It was. So,
it was not Mike's idea. It was not Pam's idea. It was my idea. So I'm sorry to those that I scared. I am still here in case you didn't notice. But yes, it was my idea because I knew that I would be in Florida when Mike and Pam would be recording the episode that April Fools would be on. So I was like, oh my gosh, it would be so funny if you said that I, you know, with all the changes that were happening with Mike, exactly. How funny would it be that we had big changes with me too. So yeah, that was all my idea. Sorry guys.
Yeah, because we got it. I actually got it when I was driving to Chicago to meet up with the Gardeners. We were having a, you know, quick weekend together up there, and I told Pam, I said, you know, we could either do that, because we were riding the car together. I said, we could either do that, what Ricky said, or else I could just go on and say, got you guys. I'm not really going to be a travel agent. I'm still going to teach for the next 30 years after I got like 100 emails. I was like, no, because I do want to live. So I'm not going to do that, because that was all genuine. Anyway, so why'd you go down? Because we got to get to the Disney stuff. And I want to hear what's going on, because, man, there's so many things happening down there right now. So tell us about the trip.
Yeah, so I like to go down every March or so, to just get away, because I, like Pam, am done with winter in March. And granted, it's not bad here, but still, I've had enough. So, you know, I just wanted to get away, and I wanted to see the Flower and Garden Festival, and then, of course, they announced Rivers of Light. So I was like, okay, well, I've got to see that, of course. And there was the Jimmy Fallon attraction that was opening on April 6th, which, you know, is now open. And so I wanted to see if I could get into soft previews of that. So, you know, really, it just was a good time to go down for me. And, you know, I got to go hang out with my brother, which is always a lot of fun, too. So, you know, that was really the whole purpose, was to just get a good research Disney trip, you know, in the books. So, yeah, it was like 4 days. We went through from a Saturday to like a Tuesday, which was great. So not too heavy crowds. Spring break was there, but it wasn't like super bad. It was fine. I guess first, you know, I'll start with Rivers of Light. We'll save the Universal stuff for later, so Mike doesn't, you know, he can go fall asleep.
That's called the after show when actually yeah, exactly. after I hit the red button.
My
one
new
more
podcast.
Time.
It'll be on the new one. Yeah,
riprockatricky.com. Go listen.
No new podcast. And you know, never mind. Anyway, so yeah, so I got to see Rivers of Light. I ended up getting I got a fast pass for it. It was one of those things where I had heard, hey, guess what? They're releasing a second fast pass for, Rivers of Light. It's going to be a second showing. So, you know, I sat there and thought, cause at first I did not get a fast pass for it. They were all sold out. And so, I heard that and I was like, well, I'm going to get a fast pass now. So I made a fast pass, and that of course that obviously shot everything else. I couldn't get any other fast passes for anything else that day. We decided to do Hollywood Studios that morning, because, you know, we knew we could get some stuff done, but there wasn't a whole lot that we really wanted to do in, you know, Hollywood Studios, because, you know, half day park right now, for us anyway, not for everybody, but for us. We decided that we were going to do that. And then Disney announced that they were doing this kind of unique thing, it was for Disney Springs, and it was called the Road to the Races. And what it is a, tour around the country of, and it's getting people hyped up for the new Cars 3 movie. So as soon as I heard about this, I said, okay, cool. We'll fit this into the very busy day of Animal Kingdom and Disney's Hollywood Studios. So that's what we did. So we headed over there, and I have to say it was really kind of a unique experience. It was packed. I mean, there was a line to get into this spot, which for those of you that were down there at Christmas, it was where the Christmas tree trail was. And if you saw the Christmas tree trail, I mean, you know that there was no line to get into that thing. And I mean, it was just walking the trail. This was, I mean, there, we waited at least 15 minutes to get into the area just where you could, you know, actually see stuff. And then there were lines on top of lines inside to actually do the stuff that there was to do. We just kind of walked around real fast and famoosed, because we're like, I'm not waiting in line for all this. But you could meet the characters from Cars 3, which was very cool. So you could meet Lightning McQueen, you could meet Jackson Storm, and you could meet Cruz Ramirez, I think is her name. I just snuck pictures of all three of them because I didn't want to meet them. I didn't want to wait. That line was seriously at least another 20 minutes.
You're like, minimum. Sir, could you please move for just 1 second? I'm just trying to get,
yeah,
I'm trying to get,
that's
trying to get Mater's good side.
Nobody walked in my way. And that's literally what I did. I was like, hey, okay, I got it. We're good. So I have pictures of the cars. They had like where you could do like car races. They had where you could do, you could color, you know, like a coloring table. They had where you could pretend to like do the tires, you know, put the tires on a car. Yeah, exactly. Which I thought was really cool. And then there was a Cars 3 sneak preview as well, that you could experience. Again, a really long line for that. So we just did the things that were, you know, relatively easy to do. It was definitely a unique experience. And if you live in an area where this Road to the Races thing is going to happen, I suggest, you know, going out and doing it. Hopefully it won't be as busy as ours was. But, you know, being at Disney Springs and it being a free event and everything like that, you know, it was super packed. So, you know, but anyway, so then we headed over to go see Rivers of Light at Animal Kingdom. And obviously this was our first time to get to see it. And, you know, the fast pass, the whole thing worked out brilliantly. You know, we got there early because I wanted to make sure that we, you know, got a good spot and everything like that. So we did get there right at the beginning of our fast pass time. And we got in real easy. Everything was fine there. Got great seats, and then the show started, and I have to tell you guys, I loved Rivers of Light. I know that a lot of people are saying that, you know, it's a little boring because there's no Disney characters in it. You know, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was elegant. I thought it was just a great, great show and perfect for Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's exactly what Disney's Animal Kingdom needed. And I feel sad because I know the show is not going to last long because there's no Disney characters in it. And there, you know, there's no real excitement amongst, you know, a lot of people for this show. I thought it was beautiful. So, you know, I really loved Rivers of Light, have to say. I can't wait to go see it in May I loved it.
What did you think the feeling was of the crowd that night? I mean, did you get a sense that everybody enjoyed it, or did you get a sense that people were kind of antsy during the show? You know, because like you said, maybe some people were expecting Disney characters. What did you think of the crowd? I mean, you loved it, but I think that you kind of have an expectation of what the story of the show is supposed to be.
True. And although I avoided, you know, most major spoilers, minus, you know, the video that you guys have shared when you went to the media event, you know, I don't know how I'll have to go back and rewatch that and see how
it probably looks different. Nothing like that. Actually, honestly,
probably
it was so long
looks
ago.
Nothing like that because it did change a lot. But, you know, I think that the pre-show waiting, you know, that was people were obviously a little antsy with that. I think that once the show started, I didn't really, you know, hear a lot of people chattering behind me or anything like that. I think that most people seem to be pretty engrossed in the show. Although, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to everybody around me necessarily, because I was busy getting video, for the Mouse for Less. So, you know, I was busy, focusing on, do I have the right shot and stuff like that. So, but I didn't really hear, you know, and I didn't really, hear many people talking after the show either, because we had to bust out of there because we had a reservation for Beaches and Cream, literally like 10 minutes after the show ended. So we had to bust out. But you know, I think that most people, you know, it wasn't something that it seemed like most people didn't enjoy. But you know, again, I say give it a shot. I really did like it. I thought it was beautiful, and I thought it was. And it's not. I mean, the show's only 15 minutes, so you know, I think you know, 15 minutes isn't that bad. So.
I mean, it's a new nighttime experience. You know, that's how you got to look at it, especially for our audience, because most people, not everybody, we get lots of first-time visitors that listen to our show, which is awesome because, you know, I'm always jealous of those folks. Everything's new. Everything's exciting. That's going to be one of your best trips ever just because of the awe factor. But we have so many people who've been many, many times that, you know, for our audience, especially to have a show without Disney characters, just focusing on the thematic, you know, over the story that park is telling as you wrap up an evening, it sounds like it's hitting the spot for you. You know, it's right there.
It did. It absolutely did. And, you know, as someone who is excited to see Disney do something that doesn't have characters in it, because so many things are Disney tie-in related, it was such a breath of fresh air, you know. So I was very happy with the show. I thought it was excellent.
And you had me at Beaches and Cream. Do you have a No Way Jose?
I sure did. Yeah, my brother texted me while we were at Animal Kingdom, and he's like, "Answer your phone." And so I got, and he messaged. He's like, "I got us a reservation at Beaches and Cream," and he said it's at like 10. I think it was at like 10:25 or something like that, and you know the show ended at like 10:15. I'm like, okay, we'll bust out of here and get there as fast as we can. So
I need a good Uber driver. Who's the fastest?
Me. It was me. So.
So what else did you guys do? Sounds like a good start.
Yes, definitely. So then we went to, I'm just going through all my pictures here, skipping all the Universal stuff for right now. So then we went to the Magic Kingdom, had a great day there. That was just traditional stuff. I wanted to see Wishes before it left, but I didn't get to do it. So I was sad about that. But, you know, just had a great day. Good family bonding time. Got to try the new Joffrey's, which is in Tomorrowland. It's the Joffrey's Revive kiosk. And they have a brand new treat called the Mission to S'mores, which I love because, you know, Mission to Mars is to play on that. Nice. It was delicious, let me tell you. It was so good. It was really sweet, though. Really, really sweet. So you have to like sweet coffee. I thought it was fantastic. It was so yummy. And I would highly suggest that. So if you are looking to try a new coffee drink and you don't necessarily like Starbucks, I would suggest going there. We also that day did the new Geyser Point restaurant at Wilderness Lodge.
Tell us about that. I cannot wait to go. This is one of the places that has me so excited because I love like places where you're outdoor dining. I love this.
It was so fantastic. I have to tell you, I am in love with the Geyser Point Lounge. You know, Pam, you know how much you love the Territory Lounge. This is my new favorite spot because you are literally sitting right by the water. I mean, the water is right there. It's beautiful. It's open air. There's no, there's no walls to this restaurant. It is completely open air, which, you know, obviously can be a problem when it's cold out. You know, I'm sure they have heaters and stuff like that, but, it's, so how it works is they have two different areas that you can go to. The first is the counter service area. And that's where you can, you know, order all your counter service food. That's where they have a, right now they have a refillable mug station as well there. And then they have the lounge area. And there's a big, giant bar there, especially, you know, it's a really good sized bar, actually. But then they also have tables with very comfy chairs for guests to sit in. You can order drinks there. You can also order, you know, small bites and stuff like that. But if you want to, you can take your food from the counter service area and you can eat it in this lounge area, which is so fantastic. The only slight problem, and I really, really hope that Disney has better plans for this, is it's really popular already. So there are definitely not enough, you know, tables and chairs for people in the lounge area itself. So that's something to keep in mind. The other part that was very unfortunate is that they do have some tables that are by the water. Unfortunately, those tables are right in the middle of the sun. So we were there at lunchtime and it was getting toasty. I mean, you know, it's getting real warm in Florida right now. And I cannot imagine what it would be like sitting out there in the middle of July because you'd be sweating just completely buckets because there's no shade at all. The tables that are there have holes for umbrellas.
I was gonna say, it sounds like it's a simple fix. It's like you just put an umbrella. That's what they do, you know, around here. Come on.
They don't have umbrellas I even asked the person who brought our food to us because what they do when you do the counter service thing is they'll give you, you know, a number and then you take that and put it on your table and then they'll bring your food to you. But I even asked the guy, I was like, do you guys have umbrellas? Like, we wanted to sit under the pavilion, but, you know, the tables are full. And he's like, yeah, it's first come, first serve. And I was like, yeah, I get that. That's fine. But, like, literally, we're out there baking and there's no shade whatsoever. And he's like, well, I can see if we have umbrellas. Like, they didn't. It was like nobody had even asked the question, do you have umbrellas? Like, hello? These are in the middle of the sun. So... anyway, I really, really hope that by the summer they get some stinking umbrellas for this area because there are only four tables up there, but you'd think they'd have umbrellas.
Maybe they're waiting for like the 4th of July sale down at Lowe's.
You know. I don't know.
Right now, like, you know, it's prime season for patio and decks.
Oh, yeah. Right. So. Exactly.
Yeah, get it in the fall.
Wait till the fall when things go on sale. I don't know. I don't get it. Like,
I just see what Home Depot has left in a few months.
Exactly. I don't get it. So I was like, really? So finally, the guy signaled us. He's like, hey. There was a table that was opening up on the other side. So we quickly grabbed our food and ran over to the other table before someone poached the table from us,
nice.
Which happened to us on another table we were trying to get. My brother's boyfriend was not fast enough to grab the table. So we were like, oh. So we had to sit and bake in the sun for a little bit longer.
So you're saying there may be brawls at this place over tables.
Yes, exactly. So, but I would bet money that at night it is very peaceful to sit out with no umbrella by the water. So Now, the other thing is they have this area that's kind of next to it that it was like it was shaded over. There was and it was like an empty pad. And I don't know if they're going to end up putting tables over there, too. If they do, that would be really nice. And I would suggest that if they didn't have that in mind, that they maybe consider that. But
hey, Disney, umbrellas and exactly. A few extra tables.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Tables and umbrellas. Seriously, let's do it because this place is going to be hopping. It was already hopping. So I can guarantee you it's going to be helping even more. And we haven't even gotten to the food. Okay.
That's what I was going to ask. Are we ever going to talk about the food? Forget the umbrella. They don't have them.
The food is so fucking good. Oh,
good.
My gosh.
Okay, good. Tell us about it. Thank you.
Yeah. You just want to hear about food? I thought you just want to hear me complain about food.
No, quit complaining. Tell us about what they have to eat. It's dinner time. Let's go.
I'm sorry. So, they had... Brian got a burger, which had like onion straws and tomato jam, I think, and cheese and lettuce and tomatoes. And this burger was, it had a raspberry thing on it too, I think. I think it was his burger that had the raspberry thing because it dripped on my dress. But it was so good. This burger was huge, so stacked. I mean, really stacked. And then I thoroughly enjoyed the burger, too. I would definitely suggest that. And I want to say it was a bison burger. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure that it was a bison burger. And then I decided to try the, because I wanted to get something adult and something, you know, on the kids meal side. So that way we could, you know, kind of compare and I could have pictures for the mouse for less. So I got the kids chicken fingers and they are very interesting. Paige would not like them.
They're fancy. See, they got to make everything fancy. Just get some nuggets like McDonald's. That's all you got to do.
Fancy chicken fingers. But it's very good. I actually liked it and, you know, preferred it over the regular chicken fingers because they were skinless. Or, you know, it was basically what they did is they took a chicken breast and they, like, cut slivers of a chicken breast and then they put it on a plate. They grilled it and put it on a plate.
You know what? I got to tell you this story real quick. Another great story from my days in education. You know what they do for cheese sticks at our school? They make grilled cheeses and chop them into four and those are, I was like, that's a grilled cheese chopped up. Nope, that's mozzarella cheese. Sticks. Come I'm like, that's on. Not mozzarella yeah. Sticks. Mozzarella sticks are deep fried. Like you get some marinara sauce. Here's marinara. It's still a grilled cheese. You chopped it in four pieces. Anyway, go ahead. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. No, that's okay. But I thought it's seriously like they took a half of a chicken breast and they cut it in half and, you know, they gave you the pieces from that half. So it's not your traditional chicken fingers, but I thought they were very good. Now, the meals come with these waffle fries.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. These waffle fries give Chick-fil-A a run no for their way. Money.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's are so good.
They're crispy. Like, they're super crispy. They have some sort of crunchy coating on the outside too. I don't know. These were fantastic. I am a huge fan of Geyser Point and I'm again, cannot wait to go back. I am so excited. It was so good. They just need to add more tables and also umbrellas.
Wow. It does sound good. And the thing is, I mean, the Wilderness Lodge is a big resort, so it's going to have obviously the guests from the lodge and you got the DVC component there as well.
Right.
And it's so easy to get to from the Magic Kingdom because the Secret's going to be out. And also the monorail resorts, too. I mean,
exactly.
There's just this thing is always going to be busy because it's got such an ease of getting there from four resorts in the Magic Kingdom.
Exactly. So, and plus right now you have Roaring Fork is closed for refurbishment. Right. So, like, yeah, you'd think they'd have a few more tables.
Okay, let's go to something else. They're getting more tables. Right, you know what? I'm bringing four umbrellas with me when we come down for the podcast cruise. So, I'll do it, Disney. I'll bring them with me.
On the cruise, somebody's going to do this, and I know they're going to do it now. They're going to buy, like, the little, you know, drink umbrellas and just put yes. them in my...
That's it. We'll hold them over your little teeny tiny head, and then you'll be out of the sun.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the last thing I wanted to talk about at Disney was the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. Oh, we did that on our last day. It was kind of a half day, so we did just the festival. Thought it was great again, as per usual. The flowers were simply gorgeous this year, as they always are. They have a figment, which is, I love these, a topiary figment. I thought that the standout food items, because we did a lot of eating this day, because we didn't eat anything else literally the entire day. I thought the standout food items were the strawberry tiramisu from the Italy booth. I actually literally contacted Disney, their Twitter handle. I was like, can you please give me the recipe for this tiramisu? And they said no. So
I was like, oh. They said, wait, you're rigging? No. No.
Well, it's very sad. They went and asked the Italy Pavilion, I guess, if they would share the recipe with me, and they said no.
Well, so, no, they didn't say Italy Pavilion. No, Italy didn't say no. They said no.
No.
How do you say it in Italian? No.
Yeah.
No. No, they said no. That's what they told you. So, not getting it. But anyway,
so I really, 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 really like that. I also really, really, really loved the new booth for Canada. It's called Northern Bloom, and they have some great savory dishes. They have some scallops with bacon and green beans and potatoes, which was fantastic. And I loved the they have a beef dish as well. And I have to tell you, two of the things that I ate had mushrooms on them, and they made the mushrooms taste good. So apparently all I have to do is put mushrooms in some sort of gravy, and I don't hate mushrooms. So yum. I'm sure that negates any healthy aspect of the mushrooms, but they were quite delicious when they're actually put in something. So but the festival was fantastic. We had a great time going around. It was just, it's really the most beautiful time to go to Epcot. I mean, honestly, it's simply gorgeous. So, I love the Flower and Garden Festival, and I'm excited that I get to see it on the last weekend. So that'll be nice too. So now we're going to talk about the Universal section of my trip, and Mike can go to sleep. So it's fine.
All right, you got 10 minutes. Make it fast.
I got 5 minutes. So
you got ten. So go ahead and tell us about all the good stuff over there.
We got to ride Skull Island, Reign of Kong. It was my first time getting to do that. I thought it was really good. I guess I'm easy to please. So I thought that they did a really good job with that attraction. I know that it's gotten some flack because of the heavy use of screens. And of course, again, yes, I get it. But you're basing your stuff off of movies. So of course it's going to have some screens in it, because you have to actually show the characters that are involved in those movies. And the only way to do that is really through screens. So, or the best way, I guess. But I really, really loved the attraction. I thought it was a really creative and kind of hokey, but also really, really fun. And yeah, it does kind of beat you up a little bit, but you know, and it really is all around you too. Like, I mean, it's on it the is. Video screens are on the sides, I thought it was really good. So, Pam, you've done Skull Island, right?
I liked it too, I have to say. I mean, I get that the people are like, you know, their screens, but like, you can't really bring in, you know, life-size King Kong into
the attraction. Well, I mean, not in every piece. I mean, you know, you do have the Kong animatronic at
that's
the end.
That's true.
Which, wow, that was really impressive. I mean, I remember going on Kong Frontation as a kid. I don't have a whole lot of memories of going to the parks because I was a scaredy cat. But I definitely do remember going on Kong Frontation, and I remember smelling the bananas, and I was heavily disappointed that they did not give him banana breath, because seriously, how difficult would that have been?
Disney would have had a real Kong. Anyway. Now, I'm just saying, Disney would have done a real Kong, but go ahead.
Yes, they would have brought in a giant King Kong.
That's it. I mean, not King Kong. He'd have been like, what's higher than a king? I don't even know, but he'd have had like a crown. Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. No. No, just don't kind of know. So there's that. I also got to do the raptor encounter, which, yes, I went and I saw a dinosaur. At Universal in the Jurassic Park section. This was seriously so much fun, I have to say. It's basically like a unique photo opportunity. But there's this it's a T-Rex, or well, no, it's a, what kind of, it's not a T-Rex.
Raptor.
It's a raptor. Yeah. It's a raptor.
That's hence the name raptor.
Raptor. Shush. Okay. So anyway,
Ricky was so afraid she didn't look at the dinosaur.
I looked it straight in the eyes, and I gave it the I see you thing. You know, So anyway, I have a great video. If you guys haven't seen it, just search the Beer Guest Podcast Facebook page, and it's somewhere on there. But we got to do that. It was so cool. That raptor was lifelike. If I didn't know. If I really didn't know that raptors weren't real, nowadays anyway, I would have thought that this was a real dinosaur because seriously, it was so real. And the dinosaur was so playful. It was so much fun.
Don't start a rumor, Ricky, that there are real dinosaurs over at Universal. I'm saying.
Now that would get me there. That would get me there. They brought him back.
I will say. It is not a Jurassic Park situation in real life, but I will say the dinosaur did try to eat me. So, you know, you guys understand why I'm afraid of dinosaurs now, because he did try to eat me.
Yeah, he tried to eat me, too. Like, at one point, they were taking our picture, and then I look up, and his mouth was over top of my head. Exactly. So he was
this rides at Animal Kingdom. What are you guys talking about? You weren't even at Universal. That's called Countdown to Extinction or whatever it was way back in the day.
Yeah. No.
It is a really cute meet and greet for lack of a better word.
Yes. But
it really is. It's such a cool experience, and to get to be there with the dinosaur, and the trainer is so good.
Oh, awesome trainer. Yes.
And I will say, yes, not only is the trainer good, but the whole experience is so good. And I gave my phone to the photographer that was there. She kept it on video and took still shots.
Dude, I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it, because they did the same thing for me. And now I'm like, I got to figure out how to do video and still at the same time.
You don't know how to do that? You hit the white button while you're shooting a video, and it'll take stills at the same time.
Yeah, it does. Think about it. I'm just saying, they took the extra step to make sure you have lots of memories from that experience. And I really appreciated that. So.
They absolutely did. And, you know, they could have just taken a few shots and been like, okay, that's it. You know, we're going to try to sell our Universal Connect thing. But they didn't. I mean, I was totally impressed that they did video of the whole process. So I was definitely not expecting that. So, because I did put it on camera as well. I was super impressed with that. That was very nice. So of course the reason why we went was I wanted to see the new Race Through New York, starring Jimmy Fallon attraction, which they've just built over at Universal. And, I didn't know if we get to get in because they were actually having, annual pass holder previews that day. So we waited until the end or not the end of the night, but you know, closer to the end of the night, and, they were accepting, people. So we went to the virtual queue area where, we didn't do it online because again, they were doing previews, so they weren't available online, but they have little kiosks, and you go and you pick how many people there are in your party, and you go and you pick the time. You know, they give you a few times of when you would like to be able to ride the ride. Our time was literally like 5 minutes later, so I think we went and rode Mummy, and then we went back and got in line for Jimmy Fallon. Well, not really line, but you know what I'm saying. So it's really I thought it was a really great thing that they did with this attraction, because it really does feel like you're in 30 Rock. I mean, I've even heard people who are, you know, on NBC shows say this feels legit. This feels real. So you walk in this hallway, and it's got NBC logo signs everywhere from new to older. You've got posters of shows that are currently on NBC, of course. And then you walk up to this podium sort of desk area, and they give you a card. The card is color-coded. It's one of the colors of the NBC Peacock. And that card corresponds with the lights will go off in the room of where you are, whichever room you're in. So there's a downstairs area and an upstairs area. The lights will go off and they'll tell you it's your turn to go to the next area. So in the downstairs area, there's like a museum, essentially. And it's of different things that you would associate with the different hosts of the Tonight Show, all the way from beginning to end. And, you know, a lot of people are actually surprised that they had Conan O'Brien there, but he is definitely represented. So, you've got Steve Allen, and, you know, you've got Jack Parr, and then it goes to Johnny Carson, and then it goes to a huge display for Jay Leno. and then Conan, and then of course they have a display in the middle for Jimmy. Then, of course, then people start congregating because then they're waiting for their, you know, ticket to go off. So the lights went off. I had an orange card. The lights went off orange everywhere. And we went up to the next level. And honestly, this is what everybody talks about. This is seriously the most fun thing. So there are two different things that you can experience. Well, there are a few things you can experience. They have some couches, and they have like areas where you can do like fun interactive games and stuff like that. You can also charge your cell phone in these areas as well. So make sure you bring your cord with you. But there's also the ability to meet hashtag the panda, or the ability to see the ragtime gals. I got to see the ragtime gals during our experience. It's pretty much what you have is like a, they say that your wait is going to be about 30 minutes or so from the time you enter the building until the time you get to ride the ride. So all this stuff is like, at least there's stuff to distract you from the wait. The ragtime gals, if for those who don't know, they are a barbershop quartet, much like the Dapper Dans, but they're a lot different than the Dapper Dans in the fact that they do kind of modern takes, modern songs with the barbershop quartet take on them. So
they're Pentatonics or whatever that group is.
What'd you say? No, not like Pentatonics. Not at all.
No?
Okay. No. It's definitely more like the Dapper Dans. But you remember, okay, remember when the Dapper Dans did boy band
thing? Yeah, like NSYNC and stuff, yeah.
Correct, it's that, essentially, but with not boy band songs necessarily, anybody's songs. I mean, it could be anybody that's, you know, an artist out there. They were so much fun, they're so good. They also did, for those who ever watched Jimmy Fallon's show, the classroom instruments. So they did the classroom instruments thing where they play the different instruments to make the music of the song, and then they sing as well. And they did the song Blurred Lines, which that was really funny. So anyway, if you guys want to see videos, there's videos on the Mouse for Less of the performance, but they did a fantastic job and totally like our orange thing was going off at the time, and I was like, I don't want to leave, because I was totally enjoying the show. Like, it, you know, you just don't want to leave because you absolutely are enjoying the experience that you're having. So then you go in and you go in on the ride. And I will say, the ride is definitely very hokey, very fun. I had a blast with the ride. I thought it was so much fun. It's not a serious ride. If you're going in thinking that this is going to be a completely serious attraction, you have another thing coming. It is not like Confrontation or, you know, or Skull Island. This is completely the opposite. It's just fun. It's entertaining. You start out racing Jimmy and the Tonight Racer, and you go through the office at the, you know, 30 Rock, and then you end up on the streets of New York, and then somehow you end up by the Statue of Liberty, and then somehow you end up underwater, and then somehow you end up on the moon. And like, I mean, it's totally hokey and cheesy, but it's so much fun. I mean, really, really give it a chance and just go into it knowing that you're going to have a good time, a good experience. And I think you're going to enjoy it. So I had a blast, I have to say. So, you know, there's not a lot. And of course you end up in a gift shop and you can buy any Jimmy Fallon related merchandise that you could possibly want, such as his tight pants or the EW girl.
Oh, those tight pants. Those are real. I saw that on Twitter. I thought that was a joke. You could buy tight pants in a gift shop.
You can totally buy the tight pants. Yes. Shut up. I got my tight pants on, or you can buy hashtag the panda stuff. You can buy classroom instruments. I mean, you can buy a ton of stuff here. It was really, I mean, I really enjoyed the attraction. And what made it better was watching after, knowing that I'd already ridden it, and watching Jimmy Fallon talk about it, you know, because he had his show there last week. And just the videos of how excited he was about that attraction just really made me appreciate it even more. He was so excited and so humbled by this attraction and that they actually did it. And it just, A, it made me love Jimmy Fallon even more. And B, it made me enjoy the attraction even more. So, yeah. He poured his heart and soul into this attraction, and you can tell. So,
yeah, I've never. What about real quick? I've never seen his show. Not once. I've never ever seen the Tonight Show since really? Johnny Carson did it. I know I'm old, but so I don't know if I'd appreciate it because I know nothing about his show. Not a thing.
You've never seen the YouTube videos that they've shared of anything?
No.
Like ever?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I don't watch any of that stuff. I'm not like a late night, like TV guy. like comedian.
Person. Yeah, but I mean, he shares stuff on, you know, you like stuff trends all the time on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. So I'm surprised you haven't seen just little clips of things.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll have to check it out.
I think that you would I think you would enjoy it. You know, I mean, again, you know, just go into it knowing it's not a serious attraction or anything like that.
So he does the thank you notes, right? Is he the one that writes like the thank you notes to random people? I've seen that on YouTube, like a little thing where he's writing like thank you to, you know, whatever, you know, some current event.
And you can send thank you notes from the attraction as well. So in that area where you're waiting, you can send your own like theme park related thank you notes, which I think is really funny. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we got 3 minutes left, so put a wrap.
Okay.
What else did you
Last thing I'm going to talk about is Toothsome Chocolate Emporium. Oh, my goodness. Toothsome is so good, guys. Let me tell you. So it was crazy busy because it was the end of the night when we went. We had to wait, but they'll allow you to do the text, and they'll call, you know, they'll text you when your table is ready. We got to meet Penelope, who is the proprietor of the restaurant, and it's really great that they have these kind of touches with this because, you know, she comes around and she's like her own, like it's your own character meal, just with the character you never heard of. So there's this whole backstory behind her owning this restaurant, and she comes and talks to every table. She is just a hoot to talk with. It's got a very industrial feel, the restaurant overall. It's very dark, but it's very modern in a way too. And so anyway, I decided that I wanted to try the chocolate bread, which is served with a caramel type butter. I know, Pam, you guys ate there, right?
Yeah, we did.
So I don't know if I just had a dry bread or what, but my bread was not very soft. It was actually very hard.
Oh, ours was really good.
Okay,
so.
Okay. I think I just had a bad batch, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. I should have just sent it back, but I didn't. So, I thought it had a really subtle chocolate flavor, not overly, like, you know, overpowering. Just a really, and that butter sauce, oh my goodness, that was amazing butter. So, we had the mac and cheese with the shrimp in it. I have to say, it's a little spicy. I was not expecting that. So I talked to the waitress about it, and she said, you know, it just kind of depends on who's cooking that night, how much Tabasco sauce they put in it. And I'm guessing that ours really was heavy handed with it. So that was a little spicy. It was still really good. Really, really. The shrimp was fantastic. It was very, you know, not chewy at all. It was really good. The sauce was really, besides it being a little spicy, it was very good as well. But of course, you are going to Toothsome Chocolate Emporium for their milkshakes. They are served in souvenir glasses that you get to take home with you. And I got the brownie one. And it came with a brownie on top. I thought it was really rich. I know a lot of people have said that they haven't felt like a lot of the shakes from Toothsome are super flavorful or anything like that. I thought this was really rich shake. The brownie was really moist. I would 10 times get this over again. 100%. So good. My brother had the marshmallow fluff one, which I tried as well. It comes with a Rice Krispie treat on top, and it was fantastic as well. I thought that, comparatively speaking to my chocolate one, didn't have as much flavor. And then my brother's boyfriend got the one with the red velvet cupcake on top of it. Oh my gosh, it's seriously a red velvet cupcake.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's the topping for your milkshake.
That
like,
is a topping.
Another dessert is the topping for your milkshake. So
that was really good too. I got to try some of the red velvet cupcake as well. That was really good. You know, just, I think their milkshakes are fantastic. So they hit a home run with those. In my mind, you know, you got to do, you know, vacation math. But because you get two desserts with it, I don't think they're that bad priced either. So, you know, I took my shake home and had it a little bit while later. So I had two desserts in one night. So it was really good.
And we had, when we were there, we went with a group, and I know a bunch of people tried a number of different things. And I will say, you know, we had burgers and we had entrees and sandwiches and things like that. And we were pretty happy with all of them. It was really, you know, a good experience, and we enjoyed ourselves there. So definitely we're going to be going back for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So can't wait to try it again. It was so yummy. So that's it. That's my trip. Mike, you can wake back up now.
I'm here. No, it sounds good. You're talking to shakes with, you know, cupcakes and pie and stuff on top. Man, I'm all in. I'm ready to go to Fritz's or something tonight now. You got me going. All right, well, good stuff. Good. So it sounds like the weather was good. The crowds were decent for that time of the year. Just a nice, you know, kind of long weekend trip.
It was a good getaway. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
No problem. Glad I could do it. Yep. I will take one for the team anytime.
I know you will. So will all of our listeners. Anyway, today's show, again, it's Friday, brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. So when you're heading down to Walt Disney World, even to Universal, we do have Universal experts. That's no kidding. We have folks there that this is their thing, just like Disney's my thing, and they're going to take care of you. They know all the tips, the tricks, the attractions, the restaurants, the hotels. They know how to get you that front-of-the-line access and everything else. So when you're heading down to a Central Florida location, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote. An agent will get back to you right away, and you'll be planning that vacation. You're going to get the lowest cost possible and the most amazing vacation you can get. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. We're also brought to you by Drew Baker, longtime listener. He's from Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us. Give Drew a call at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameripriseadvisors.com/drew.baker. Don't forget, you're doing a little shopping this weekend. Please use our affiliate link with Amazon. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon before you buy anything. We get a little cut of that to help support the show, and it costs you exactly the same. So bookmark that on your desktop computer and use it each and every time you shop over at Amazon. Again, it's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike, and drop on by the Facebook group. We love having new friends over there at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week. And we're putting a wrap on another week. We'll be back again on Monday with another great show. But for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome Easter weekend. Have some fun with those friends and family, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Down to his son. Yeah.